When her husband came into the house, Sissy Hathaway had already mixed the first of their two evening Manhattans. Hasty went, as he always did, to the living room, and she brought the drinks in, as she always did, on a small silver tray someone had given them at their wedding. She put the tray down on the coffee table. She felt weak, as if she'd been ill, but steady enough, quiet inside now that the thing had got out. Hasty took his drink and sipped some without waiting for her. Then he took a Polaroid picture from his inside pocket and dropped it face up on the coffee table.
"Oh, God," she said. "I got this in the mail this morning," she nodded. "Explain it to me, please."
Her husband's voice was thin and very tight. His face was white, and there were vertical grooves in his cheeks. The hand holding the Manhattan was trembling slightly. She felt the weakness open beneath her, and it was as if she would slump into it and disappear.
"Jojo," she whispered.
It was so soft he couldn't hear her. He leaned forward.
"What?" "Jojo. He sent the pictures. I told the police."
"What police?"
"Jesse."
She was still whispering. He was still leaning forward. His face was bloodless and there was sweat on his upper lip.
"Did he force you?"
Hasty said.
"No."
Her voice was barely audible.
"God damn you,"
Hasty said.
"Jojo killed that girl too," she whispered. "I told Jesse."
Her husband didn't say anything. He leaned farther forward until he was doubled over and clutched at himself and began to moan. Then he stood and walked to the wall and pounded on it with both fists and began to scream. Then he stopped pounding and stopped screaming and turned back to her.
You don't know."
He shook his head. He couldn't find words.
"I'm sick," she whispered. "You have to understand, Hasty. I'm sick." "God damn you," he said. "God damn you."
With the back of his hand, her husband knocked a floor lamp over, and when it was on the floor, he kicked it. Then he turned and ran from the room. After a moment, she heard the back door open, and after another moment, she heard the car start.